ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome back. It is episode number 10, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it. Episode number 10, 10 straight weeks of the Be Cool podcast. Thank you for everybody listening. We start this podcast off with a banger. The biggest banger in 2.5 months here at the Be Cool podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers, because you got to relax. If you're driving right now, you want to pull over. It's going to get exciting. We are announcing right now, pull over, relax, pull over. Put the tools down, put the baby down, tuck the baby back in bed, your husband's up, go in the bathroom, get the water running. I'll let you get the water running for just a second here. Big announcement coming up. Get those bubbles going real nice. Get the nice little lather in the tub, maybe some candles, little roses. Let that old man sleep. Let the bubbles roll. And then I send me a little snap snap. Beautiful, beautiful day. We are announcing right now on the Be Cool podcast our first sponsorship. Yes, this episode is brought to you by, and future episodes are brought to you by, Gorilla's Garage, the custom auto and collision repair in South Burlington, Vermont. They are Vermont. They're getting it done. South Burlington, Vermont, the birthplace of yours truly. Well, you know, after third grade, we went through that. Last week's episode, the whole debacle of how that creation is. But Gorilla's Garage, the Lebanese Drake, and Gorilla's Garage and Lebanese Drake, I should say. Because we know where the paper's coming from. We all know where the paper's coming from. All money in, no money out. The marathon continues, baby. Hashtag Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ. Garage. You can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ, Garage. Check them out if you have any kind of auto assistance needed, and they will take care of you in a beautiful, beautiful way. I suggest it. I have seen a numerous amount of feedback and results. And unbelievable, unbelievable stuff they do. Paints, redos, blah, 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 little fix, little wheels, whatever you want. Bumpers, rear bumpers, paneling, side paneling, mirrors, interior, great prices, great people. Support your local businesses. Big shout out to Gorilla's Garage. We will be having a little segue next week with our podcast where we travel over to Gorilla's Garage for a little bit and have a little chat with our new sponsorship. Obviously, you got to get the love. More than a plug, you got to get the love. Coffee's burning. Kate got a little half cup today. I don't even know what the fuck that's about. I got a full thing of water in there. They gave me a half a cup. A little fuckboy status. But let's not get off on a wrong foot. I'm excited. No wakey-bakey today. I was going to do it, but you know what? I got some things cooking, so I want to get a little wakey-bakey after the podcast. Got to get this nice little hot, hot Java in me. Again, Gorilla's Garage, thank you so much for the support. Been down since episode one. They're even fiending over there. They told me yesterday they're fiending. They're listening to old episodes. That's how bad it is. They're listening to old episodes. They're fiending for this one. Great contact. They never stop supporting. Even, you know, there might be a different views on some subject, touchy subjects, but you know what? You move past that because this is not where we air out our grievances. This is where we come together. This is what the Be Cool podcast is all about. It's about being cool, motherfucker. Relax. It's about listening to one another, loving one another, teaching one another, growing, and, you know, reaching your ultimate goals as a human being. That's all we're here for. That's all we can strive for, you know? Just do what you want to do. I can't judge you for what you want to do. But I'm trying to enlighten a little bit. Just a little enlightenment. But, big announcement. I hope the bubbles are soaking into that beautiful skin. If you're sitting in the hot tub right now or the bathtub getting ready for work, Hope you like that announcement. Hope it doesn't get you too excited so more bubbles are popping up. You can start driving again and enjoying your day on your if you're heading to work right now, whatever you're doing, if you're headed back, if you're heading to the bar after work, if you're heading home, or if you're cooking right now, get a little roasted veggies in your life. I suggest do anything you like, because that's what we're all about. Again, episode number 10. I can't believe, I mean, you think about it, 2.5 months. Really didn't even know where we were going here. I think we're in a nice little rhythm. I'm still just sitting here talking into a computer. Can't wait to get a little, upgrading the hardware. That's what we're looking for. Got to get the viewership up. We're not really focused on that here, but it is an ultimate goal, obviously. Growth is a part of the whole ecosystem here at the Be Cool Podcast. And it's, you know, it's a one-man gang now. I mean, it was a one-man gang. Now we got a little aid coming in, and that's where it all starts. That's where you see, you know, trajectory. Moving on up. I'm already on the east side, I think. So how far could I go? Again, Gorilla's Garage. Appreciate it. That's GORILLAZ Garage. Check them out on Facebook. Hit them up. Leave a little comment if you've been there. Let them know what's up and appreciate it. NBA preseason is just about over with. October 22nd. We're about a week away from tip-off of the NBA season. Can't wait. You know I bleed that basketball. Oh, I love it. Crossover dribbles, reverse dunks, defense, and that fucking parquet at the Boston Garden. Little announcement here. Going to see the Clippers Celtics. Already put the down payment in. Little Luka Doncic style. To see Boston versus the LA Clippers. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, last year's Finals MVP, played for the Raptors. If you didn't know, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. First love I ever had. Oh wait, maybe I should. Did I get into that Rachel Miller story? I have to go back and check. Let me know. Let me know in the comments or something if I told the Rachel Miller story about my first girlfriend in third grade before I moved to South Burlington. If I didn't tell that story, I will tell it next week. Be a good one to tell the boys at the Gorilla's Garage. My first love, though, is basketball, so it's only fitting that I would be watching a basketball game the day before Valentine's Day. I don't got time to be spending, you know, giving roses out to, you know, the shepherds out here, you know what I'm saying? Nothing better than a good day, a good podcast with a nice dark roast. No milk, no sugar, all black, the way I like it. Silky, silky now. So yeah, NBA season starting up. Celtics are looking good in the preseason, undefeated. The young guys are looking good. They had a little altercation in China in the NBA. Some idiots dropping tweets about shit they don't know about. You know, listen, man, NBA's been in China. Been working with China for a long time. Everyone's been working with China. I don't know what all this bullshit's about. Ain't nobody supposed to get excited now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, are we still? Is America buying German cars? What the fuck's? I mean, like, what the fuck's going on here? People gotta relax, is what they gotta do. You can't be taught. You can't just have a fucking opinion when you're making money off this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, now LeBron James starts squawking about some shit. Listen, I don't have any problems against any basketball player. I don't have hate towards any sports team. I don't have that. It doesn't exist in me. I don't have hate towards other people. Unless you're a scumbag, you know? Like, unless you're a serial killer or a pedophile or a rapist. I don't got time. Like, those motherfuckers can burn in hell. That's all I can tell you. Other than that, like, if you play for the opposite team, I don't care about that. I don't care. I don't want you to get injured. Well, sometimes I do cheer for that. But at the end of the day, I don't care unless you're a scumbag, you know? Other than that, like, LeBron James, I'm a huge fan. He's a, you know, unbelievable talent. Does great things for his community. He's a great father, for what I've seen. He never pulled a Kobe Bryant, never raped a poor girl in Colorado, and then got away with it. Found her dirty panties. Still, he bought his wife, current wife, a extra 25 carat ring and she forgot all about it. So, I mean, Magic Johnson, you know, he got HIV. His wife's still with him. So I can't tell you nothing. What do I know? What do I know? But he seems to be a great guy. But he doesn't want to step up and say anything, but, you know, but he's making money in China. What the fuck is he going to say? You can't be a hypocrite. You can be a hypocrite, but you can't be a hypocrite. You can't play both sides of the fence on some subjects. It's just impossible. Because you're just going to look like a scumbag at the end of the day. And that's just reality. So good luck with that, guys. Good luck to all those people trying to figure that out. I'm not going to worry about it because I already know. I already know what it is. Money talks. Bullshit walks. Fortnite 2 is downloading right now. I'm excited. Can't wait to jump into there, do a little fishing. Listen, man, I'm a gamer at the end of the day. I'm a Twitch streamer. I'm pro Momo gaming. But here at the Be Cool Podcast, we try to skate away from all that. We're trying to, you know, deep dive into the inner workings of a man, not just, you know, the hobby. You know, that's not what the Be Cool Podcast is. It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. And that's what we're trying to, you know, we're trying to project out here. So, NBA season starting 22nd. Can't wait for that. That'll take a lot of my days. That's going to make a little more alcohol throughout my week. Because watching those Celtics play is a grind. I will tell you that. It's not going to be easy. We're not going to get into that because that's a, you know, different story for a different day. I just want to, you know, tell you what I'm excited about this week. You know, we got the sponsorship, Gorilla's Garage. Appreciate that. NBA season starting. Little story for you. So, with the computer thing. So, my computer, you know, the laptop, dead. Sent that in. Should be getting that back pretty soon. Maybe not. Maybe getting a refund. But inside the computer I had was a 1 terabyte drive. If someone doesn't understand that, that's 1,000 gigs, okay? Now, my PS4, I got an old PS4. It's an old white one. Came with Destiny 1. That's how old that is. Got the nice white controller. I like the pearl white. It's not that pearly anymore. But inside of that old bastard is a 500 gig drive. So what I did was said, fuck you to the computer, right? Took that drive out, put the 100 terabyte drive in, transferred the old drive, thanks to Killer B, an old comrade of mine with the locksmith. We did have High Guys Gaming. Check that out. I think that Twitter still exists. There might be some videos still lingering out there on Twitch. High Guys Gaming. H-I guys. Like, hi guys, not hi guys, fucking stone, bro. But most of us were stone. I mean, me and the locksmith. So, but anyway, shout out to Killer B. Came through with the external hard drive, so I was able to back up the old drive, put it on the new drive, got that one cooking in, so now I can have everything running in there. I got Red Dead Redemption 2, 2K20, Fortnite, blah, 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 whatever. What's the other bullshit? What the fuck am I saying here? Grand Theft Auto, right? So now I can rock all those. I don't have to delete one just to download the other. Because now, these days, man, like, I told 2K20 is up to 80 gigs, man. That's like 2 games worth of fucking progress. And I don't got time for that. So shout out to the Killer B. For the switcheroo, I still got the drive, bro. So you know, send the message so you pick this up. I don't got time to be, you know, hanging on to shit. Sweet nectar, getting cold out here. Might have to pause and get a reheat. So shout out to Killer B, my man. My man got a brand new whip, the Eclair or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, that's what he calls it. I think it's a Volkswagen Golf or something like that. He enjoys it. That's all that matters. Foliage season out here. The Russians are coming in. The Canadians. You got the fucking New York upper state fuckos. Boston assholes riding through here. Don't know what they're doing. I don't get this. Any other state in the world. I think, well, New Hampshire's got a lot of lanes. And when you head into Boston. But I've never seen some worse fucking driving in a place where there's so little roads. Maybe we got a 2-lane road at the most on the interstate. And these motherfuckers can't figure it out. It's like they don't. I don't think your driving skill has to do with how many lanes you have. I think it's just if you don't know how to fucking read, a sign is always helpful. Like they have arrows, they have signs that match the arrows, and if you can't figure that out, you shouldn't be on the road in the first place. So that's just, that's not my backseat driving, because I ain't driving right now. But even if I was, I'd be whooping these people's asses. I'd be pulling them over and knocking, because I don't have road rage. I have ethics. And if you can't drive, if you don't have the fucking backbone to learn how to, support the other drivers on this on the roads here, you shouldn't be out here. Because you're gonna cause a fucking accident. Someone's gonna get killed because of your fucking mistakes. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. We don't need any hit and runs out here, but we need to run and hit some of these motherfuckers. So, foliage season, they're out here peeping all the leaves. It's rainy, right? It was, well, it rained a little bit yesterday, but yeah, yellows, oranges, some greens, some reds. You gotta get out there in the deep woods up in the hills to really get a good glimpse. Maybe out in Westford, out in Moncton, Ferrisburg. High society. To really enjoy these leaves, you got to get out to where the buses don't run, as they say. The dirt roads, a lot of embankments on one side, then you got the dangerous edge on the left side. Just go out there, be careful, be cool, motherfuckers, and just enjoy it. Get some apple cider donuts. Little hot coffee, little hot cocoa. Still, weather's still nice. So, I mean, if you're real smart, you get your ass on a bike, the little vroom vroom, enjoy yourself real good. So that's just the season it is right now. So it's getting packed. All the college kids are still here. They're all getting comfy. Haven't heard of any devastating murders yet. Some kid get walking around drunk downtown, freezing his ass off and then dying. But we haven't heard that because it hasn't gotten that cold yet. But I'm sure that's coming because these kids these days, man, without if they that phone don't work, they don't even know where the fuck they're going, man. Like if you don't know, you don't remember you took a left and a right and how to get back. Like if you can't find UVM from downtown, I don't know what you're doing. I can't help you. If you can't figure that out, I can't help you. I really can't. But that's just my two cents. What do I know? I'm only gonna turn 40 here in a month, so what the fuck do I know? How'd I make it? This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, Facebook.com/ Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs. Speaking of turning 40, I wanted to, in this podcast, nice celebration. I want to celebrate with some nice little, they're not bedtime stories. They're just, happy little go lucky, happy good stories. I call them Tales of the 4/5, because my name in my hip hop career is Reese 45, one of my best friends, the father of my goddaughter, Sticky Stack, Mr. James. Nickname me Fifth, call me Fifth, because I'm 4/5, 45, the lyrical gun, bang, 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 now you know. So you used to call me Fifth. So this little story, 4/5. Just call me 4/5 today. Little music stories. So I told you a little highlights of, so when I moved down to Windsor, Vermont, right? The first place we moved to when I moved down there was in a fucking camper on my friend's parents' property, right at their garage at the bottom of their driveway. They had a garage, not their real garage, but there was a garage that they had for storage of shit for like there could have been a boat in there or something. I don't know if there was a boat, but there might have been a, like a tractor, like a small tractor and like little John Deere gimmick, little ride on. But so they had power there, so we could connect this like this little I mean, I'm talking a small ass camper, bro. They didn't even have a bathroom in here. You know what I'm saying? And this is when I was doing, I moved down there and I started doing landscaping, like 22 years old. Okay, I didn't know what the, I've been down there like once before, twice before to visit him. Once for like the first show I saw him do, like in the woods I told you about a couple weeks ago or last week. And the other one was like some birthday party or something like that. And you know, I'm just, you know, fucking around, you know, just hanging out. But so when I moved down there, now we're getting into, because you know, I've never lived in a different place other than the Chittenden County area, different towns around from where I grew up, which I was always familiar with because of the fact that I was out and about, man. I knew everybody. I knew I was doing bad, I was doing some shit, and but I knew everybody at the same time. So you know, I've been blessed with that ability to get along with different types of people. And I think that's a nice progression of how I've gotten to this point, to be able to, you know, tell these stories and still have the respect for those people, even though I might not be, you know, talking to them today. They're not, I don't have those relationships at all like that. So some do though. Some I do. Some still, you know, I see on a weekly basis, monthly basis, maybe once a year, who knows. But so I first moved down to, it's called Heartland, Vermont. Heartland, not H-E-R, H-E-A, H-E-A-R-T. It's H-R, H-A-R-T. Heartland, like Bret Hart. Bret, the Hitman Heartland. Just a, you know, just a, anything. It's in the woods. They got like three roads in there. It ain't nothing, you know, it's just a fucking town. Little tiny town. Right outside of Lebanon, New Hampshire, right next to Windsor, Vermont. Windsor, Vermont now is the birthplace of Vermont, and you know, now it's the shithole. But you know, a lot of drugs going through there. Just a place where that would be able to happen, because it's right off the interstate where you know, there's drugs coming in from Springfield, Boston, New York. You know, it's a good little hub for that kind of activity. And any kind of place where there's a junction, like, well, you know, White River Junction is another place that's right next to Lebanon. They're, I mean, they share a border. So that's another place that in Vermont that is just ridden with this type of filth. And there's nothing you can do unless you got rid of all the drugs in the world. I mean, in the United States or the Northeast. It's just any place where you have those kind of junctions where, you know, different states can meet up, and that's where people flood into. It's kind of like where Burlington is, where, I mean, we're not that far from, we're far from, I mean, Plattsburgh is right across the lake from us. I mean, you could take a ferry right to Plattsburgh, or you could drive to Plattsburgh, which isn't that far. You got Montreal is like an hour and a half, 2 hours away, 3 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. I've been there in a while, can't go across the border, legal issues. We're not gonna talk about that. Yeah, but me, Boston's 3 hours away, you know, but Burlington's the biggest city in Vermont, but it's in quite a ways from this New York City and Boston. So, but close to Montreal, so you get that kind of, you, it's not, we're not ridden with drugs here, but that shit's, I mean, people are still doing stupid shit out here, you know. Everyone wants to make a buck the easy way, and that's just how the cookie crumbles. So I first moved down to Heartland, living in a camper with my band, with my man, my God, who taught me how to, you know, taught me this rap game, right? So we wake up every morning. We're up at like 6 o'clock. We drive half an hour to where, or 45 minutes every day in the morning to, after drinking, like, this is when Blackberry Wheat came out, right around that time. So we wake up every morning. We drive like 45 minutes to Woodstock, Vermont, which was, you know, another kind of town like that. It was just, you know, it's just like four or five roads, and it's all woods. But that's where our boss's our boss was that had the landscaping company, so we'd all meet up there and like, and then we'd leave from that place. That's like that would be our like central, you know, central place of you know, business or whatever the fuck. It wasn't, I mean, it was just his place up in the woods, up on the side of a hill in the middle of the woods, where he had his trucks. He had all the trucks, the 2-ton or the 1-ton or whatever the fuck it was. I can't remember the names, man. It was too long ago. I was too fucked up back then. So when I started off, I was a weed whacker. So, you know, I learned that for like a couple weeks. And then I started going off with one group. It was only like two groups. So I'd go with one guy, little Timmy, or tall Timmy. Or I'd go with the other group that would do some of the bigger places. And so once I got the skill down, where I was just easy, I could mow a whole lawn with the weed whacker, you know, at the end of the summer. Or if we had bigger jobs, you know, we'd all be doing it. Or we'd meet, we'd do a whole like strip or whole street sometimes. This is the contracts this guy was able to get, because, you know, he's got like 4 or 5 hired hands. Great people too. I mean, it was fun. We had a blast. I mean, I'd get high every day. It'd be, you know, no drinking, but you definitely got to hit the one-y to, you know, get through a day. There's no doubt about that, because you got enough, you got worms, slugs and shit splattering in your face. You know, that's the way it is. So we leave there like at 6 in the morning, get there at 7. We drive, get a coffee or get something like a breakfast sandwich to start the day. Then we'd start, blah, blah, blah. Start going at it. Cash under the table, which was dynamite for us. We get out of work every day. We don't get paid every day. We get paid at the end of the week, like on a Friday. And the funny thing is, now that I think about it, that his nickname was Big Dad. And there now, one of my friends, good friends, is his nickname is Big Dad, but he's got two kids, so I think that's why he's called Big Dad. I don't know. I think my friend only called him Big Dad because he gave him money at the end of the week. So different spectrum there, but that's fine. I didn't even think about that. That just popped in my brain. So shout out to Big Dad right there. Can't remember his fucking name, but whatever. So this is when I was driving the 93 Ultima, pure white. Called the Don Dada, license plate Vermont, Dondada. If you ever seen Belly, if you haven't seen Belly, I don't know why you listen to the podcast. I mean, first off, maybe you want to take your time and watch Belly. Nas, DMX, Method Man, check it out. Best, one of the best movies ever. I mean, got to be one of my top 10 easily. Don Dada is what Ox is called, the original Don Dada Rasta Papa. Yep. Bumbleclot fuck boy, rude boy, fuck women out. That's a Don Dada. So that's why I had to name my car Don Dada. I mean, I was the original Don Dada out here in these streets, the concrete jungle of South Burlington. But so I gotta get a sip after that one. That's a great little juice box. Ah, sweet nectar. So where we at here? Dun da 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 da, driving, blah 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 blah. Who da ha da hee da hee da hee da, sweet little Craig, do you do dance? I can't wait to get a wakey bakey going. We're so close, so close. So, you know, we get out every Friday. We get our money. So throughout the week, before we went to bed, we'd get high. Some nights we'd do some mushrooms. Little Adderall, what else? But we'd always drink like a, pick up a 12-pack of Blackberry Wheat every night. So we would drink that. But inside the camper, so we were able to hook up. I'd like a PS. What did I have back then? It must have been like a PS3 or something like that, or no, a PS, like a regular PlayStation. It must have been a PlayStation or something like that. But we were able to hook up a TV in there, or maybe it was just a. Nah, I must. Kind of been just a DVD player. Maybe it was. Well, so we'd watch movies on the DVD player in this fucking camper, man. Nothing. You had to piss outside. If you had to shit, you get, you know what I mean? That ain't, we were just grinding, man. I mean, seriously, when you don't got that basically ain't had shit. We made like $500 a week cash, and we'd be tapped out at the end of the week because we're just buying, you know. Weed wasn't cheap back then. You talk about 40 an eighth, 45, 50 an eighth. All depends on, you know, who you know, how good it is. I mean, we had, he lived down there, he grew up down there, so, and he grew up in Heartland, so he knew everybody. He knew all, he had all the connections. We had a great weed guy. God, I'd like to say his fucking name, but I can't remember the fucking, it's like Spacey or something like that. Not Kevin Spacey. Fucking hey, man. It'll pop in my brain sometime. I'll be able to tell it. Maybe I don't even want to drop the name, but I mean, so that was our night. That was our routine. We'd have a 12 pack of blackberry wheat. We get high as fuck. I think we do. I don't know if we rolled joints or not. That's when I was smoking Newports. We'd be smoking ports and fucking, he'd be smoking Marlboro Reds in that motherfucker. And we were, I mean, typical trash bags, really. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember how long we lived in there. It must have been a few months, like before winter. Because I think we, right before winter, we moved to Windsor, right above River Street, which I don't know. Damn, I must have talked about River Street. So anyway, the Connecticut River ran through Windsor. And there's actually a nice little restaurant in Windsor that I can't remember. That's like the Windsor fucking gibber. Who knows what I can't remember the fucking names of these places, man. I was so fucking twisted off fucking shit. I don't know. But anyway, so the way Connecticut River ran right behind this through Windsor, and there's an old covered bridge that rolls into Claremont, New Hampshire, which was right across the river. So Windsor, Vermont, and New Hampshire were just separated by this fucking Connecticut River. And so my friends actually lived right on the river in a house that they rented. And we're not talking immaculate, man. We're talking Windsor, Vermont. So nothing in Windsor is immaculate unless you live in like one of the brick places that's up heading out of town towards Woodstock and other places. So we moved, finally moved into there, into a brick building, like the fourth floor or something like that. Don Dada's parked outside on the street that's heading down towards this restaurant, but also that is adjacent to River Street. And River Street is where there's also a railroad track that runs halfway down towards the river. And right across the railroad tracks is where these, like the 202 clique lives. Now the 202 clique is, listen, you're gonna hear this the same way that I heard it, okay? When I first moved down there, I didn't know that my man was having some beef with this other rap crew. But he, I mean, I don't, he didn't even have a rap crew at the time. It was just him. But he had some beef with these other kids who lived in Windsor. That Windsor is like 5 minutes out of Heartland. So just imagine, like if you're living in the city, people for, you know, you can even beef with someone in Queens if you live in Queens. But hey, people in Brooklyn, you know, rappers in Brooklyn and Bronx, you know, the Bronx, South Bronx, you know, a lot of motherfuckers have beef in New York City. So let alone 5 miles away from you, some kid who grew up in a whole different, went to a whole different high school or blah, yada, yada, yada. So where are we at here? So he had some beef with these fucking, and it's all white kids out there, nothing but white kids. And there was some beef. I don't know what it was, blah, blah, blah. But they were just, you know, maybe it was just because it's just the evolution of hip hop, like where, you know, it's a competitive game, man. If you don't think you're number one, you're never going to last in it. So if you don't have that mentality, you're not going to be able to even get out of your town. So that's just the way that works. You gotta have confidence, and you gotta build that confidence. And if your skill doesn't match that confidence, you're definitely not gonna be able to, you know, you're not gonna be able to move forward past the street you live on. And that's what happened to these guys. But I mean, once I get in there, it's a fucking wrap, because I'm not throwing punches, but I'll lyrically fuck you up, because that's just what we do out here. So I was brought up right. My problematic taught me right. You know, that's the rap god. That's my rap god anyway. So we moved down to Windsor. Now we're right in the belly of the beast. We see these motherfuckers every day. We drive by them because we have to drive by the place, like their neighborhood. They're at the end of the River Street. There's another little street that hooks. I think it is River Street that hooks to the right. It's a dead end. And these all motherfuckers live all right in this area. And it's just one street and another street. So the other side. Hold on, motherfuckers. Hold on, motherfuckers. So it's one street, River Street goes down, then it hooks a right and it's a dead end. Now these motherfuckers all live in this area. That's where the 202 shit is. But my friends have a house that's right at the end of that street where the corner is that goes to the dead end street. So we drive that, we see them every day. That's where we're showering. Before we get to this place, this is where we go shower, you know, relax at night, hang out. But we had to pass this right across the railroad tracks is where these motherfuckers are always at. So you see them pointing and doing. So they're throwing rocks at my whip and shit. The Don Don's getting hit with rocks. These fucking they're kids, right? They ain't got guns out here. They had guns probably, but they're not like, you know, they're not rocking out with Glocks. They got, you know, one of those 22s. Their dad's 22 in the car or something, or in the house in the closet, locked up. They don't even have the key for that shit. So we go through a bunch of shit. They're throwing rocks. We putting out mixtapes. We're talking shit to them, blah, blah, blah. I never really even came face to face with any of these motherfuckers. But so while we're living there, me and my mans, you know, we're putting out some music. I think we do a show while we're still there. That was my first show. That's when I was doing the Call Me Bud song and some dude passed me the pipe. I went to hit it and I totally said fuck the song. I just got high and I fucked the song, and we continued to do more songs after that. But that, I mean, basically that show was fucked for me. My first ever performance, I just let a little hit of weed, you know, alter my path that night. So, you know, what are you gonna do? Someone offers you a little hit, you gotta take a hit while you're on stage. That's just presence of mind, not presence of mic. So we meet some local broads, two broads. I don't want to drop any names out here because that's not what we're about. So we dropped. There's two broads. I remember we cat call them up one day. I think because we must have seen them walking around because we got fucked up in the apartment. We'd, you know, open the windows. We could see basically the main street of Windsor and the street that goes down to the restaurant, but yeah, yada, 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 yada. So we call up these broads. So we start fucking them. Then we start, you know, you start dating these little broadies. Little thoughts, a lot of thoughts back then. Whew, man. Some of these, I bet you I can't even tell you some, I mean, most of these names I want to be able to tell. I can just tell you, like, the town or the position. That's how bad it got. But these first ones, I do remember the names because we spent some time with them. So then we even heard more shit because they also hung out with some of these people, like some of the guys, like sisters and yada, yada, yada. So then eventually we move out of that Windsor place into the places down next to the river. So now we're on River Street, the belly of the beast. And I remember one night we get home from work. We're fucking dead tired. We're grass shit all over us. Grasshoppers, slug shit all over us. We just want to go home. We don't even want to deal with this shit because these kids are fucking, they're garbage. They don't even put out music is what, I mean, 202 click. 202, come on, guys. You know, if you listen to the podcast, you know you didn't put out fucking music. So there was not even really a beef. I think we just did it to, you know, a little motivation. So, I mean, we were killing it at this time. We're doing shows. We hooked up with a big band that was doing some pretty big gigs outside of New England with, you know, other, like Lollapalooza kind of stuff. Not Lollapalooza, different kind of festivals. Hexerai was the band name. They were out of Claremont, so we actually recorded and did rehearsals at the studio that they had. out in Claremont, New Hampshire, and we did a few shows with them opening acts. It was kind of like how shit. I can't, man. Early in the morning, trying to think of these goddamn band names. You know how, like Run DMC has some shit with some rock bands, like Aerosmith, right? But these guys were really screaming metal. They, a lot of drum, a lot of screams. But they were great guys. So I mean, they really helped us out. They allowed us to, evolve and be part of, tag along on what they were doing. So we were out there, doing shows. So which was dynamite. The little theatrical stuff, Halloween shows and shit like that, popping out of caskets with the preacher's outfit on, Hennessy bottles. Big pimping, baby. Big pimping. And it was all, I mean, great. It was a blast. But so back to this one time we get back. These kids start, as soon as we get out of the car, some kids got like a, you can see them like huddling around on the corner like they've had enough of some shit. Like somehow whatever we haven't done has this reached a boiling point for them. So we see a little congregation going on. So while we're showering, I get out of the shower. I'm getting, getting dressed, yada yada. Get up, get back down. Everybody's in the living room, and the living room is right outside of the main River Street. Like you can, if you open the blind or if the window, you can look right out the window and see the corner of River Street. And you can see where the, so there, you can see them creeping closer and closer to the fucking house, and they're starting to fucking slap the Don Dada. I think one kid's wielding like a knife or something like that, and they're like, or a some weird like one of those batons or something like, I can't remember what the fuck this kid had. He didn't have a gun, but he had definitely had something that he thought he was gonna beat some shit up with. And so my man's showering. So I'm like, what the fuck are these kids doing out? There's like four or five kids out there. I don't even know who the fuck they are. If you give me a lineup today, I wouldn't be able to pick them out. Never really cared who these kids were. I was just out there trying to make music, trying to do my thing, and I didn't really get into all this. So a little side note. So the two, one of the, when I first moved down there was a kid that that problematic was dealing with, was working with, was a younger kid. It must have been like 18 or something like that. A lot of good, had great skill, but the problem was he was a little mentally messed up. So he, and mentally I'm not saying slow, but maybe he was a little slow. But the problem was that he would like say that this 202 clique did some shit to him, but then he would hang out with the 202 clique, and so it was a weird kind of, evolution of a relationship that eventually fell apart. And one time this kid talked too much shit, and this was after probably 19, he was probably 19 at the time. My man saw him right outside of our place in Windsor at the red light, because there was a red light right outside of our apartment, and he just happened to be outside, and this kid yells from the car some shit to him, and he ran over to that car, pulled him out, started beating his ass in the middle of the fucking street, main street in Windsor. And that shit blew my mind, man. It was just fucking, I knew at that point that I was riding with the boss. I was riding with the fucking, I was riding with a straight killer. And if you ain't a killer out here, I can't rock with you. I mean, I know who had my back. So these kids are gathering. They're saying shit, blah blah blah. Soon as my man gets out of the shower, he hears what's going on. He runs outside. It's getting dusk right now. There's light coming down from the street lights. It was the perfect like, blah 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 blah. Shit. War, like Warriors, the movie Warriors. It was just like that. Those fucking street lights. This kid runs out there. There's like six kids. He starts beating up them all. He start. There's a. There's, it almost looks like, when like the Rock gets covered with eight guys in a fight, and then he just raises his arms and they all fly off. It was just like that, man. So we didn't even get, me and my other friends didn't even get close. I mean, we're like 10 feet away. But my other man had a camera, and he recorded all this shit. I wonder if he still has that, old Spence. And we couldn't even get to the fight before his shit was over, because all these kids were fucking running away scared. And he's just, at the end of it, he's just beating up on one kid in the middle of this fucking street. And that's the last time we had any problems with those motherfuckers. And I think they saw the rage, which they didn't want any part of. I mean, and we were outside. I mean, we lived there for a good while after that, before my problematic moved a little further past, up on River Street in the neighborhood, by a school with a girl that he was, before he started banging and then started to have a relationship, and another girl, a different girl that I started a relationship with, I moved up even further, and that's up in Windsor. I mean, further, I say maybe a quarter of a mile. So we were separated by a quarter. River Street to where he moved was like a quarter of a mile north, and then, or no, south. Pat, south of the river, and it's just I'm talking regular direction. It's not, if you looked at a map, it would see south, okay? And I was more southern than he was, probably a quarter mile in a different neighborhood that you had a, backdoor route to. And eventually I moved to Lebanon, New Hampshire. Now Lebanon, New Hampshire, wait, damn, man, that wasn't it either. See, there's another. We also lived in a place, White River Junction. I'm seeing that. I'm so. We were so fucked up, man. I don't know. I don't even know the storyline on this one or the timeline. We did live. We must have lived in White River before that. Yes, that would make sense, right? So we lived in White River. After, I think after the camper, we lived in White River. And this was with a friend of one of the guys we worked with. And this was right across. I mean, if you walked across the bridge, you'd be in Lebanon, New Hampshire, West Leb. And so we're right at another river, just a bridge you could walk across. Or, I mean, it was a drivable bridge, but you could walk across it also. But if you cross the street right at the apartment we lived in, you could walk into downtown White River Junction. Now, downtown White River Junction is like downtown Barrie. It's a small, little, tiny. It's small, tiny shit. And White River Junk. So there was a strip club actually called The Wrap. WRAP. Perfect name. Because if you went in there, man, you want your fingers wrapped. Because this shit was the fucking butt disgusting. But we get cashed out every Friday, right? So every Friday night, we'd head over to The Wrap right after work. Shower, shave, get all niced up, and I'll end this podcast on this story because this is one of the best ones. So, well, I mean, they're all. This is just a second story I could tell you how many. I got stories all day. I might have to save some of these for when I head over to talk with the boys at Gorilla Garage. Gorilla's Garage. Shout out to them. Hope you like the ad too. Put a little ad in there for you. So we head over to the Wrap, and I sit there, drink Hennessy and Cokes. I think the Hypnotic and Hennessy gimmick was going on then, like the Incredible Hulk. So I think I drank some of those. I definitely drank a lot of Hennessy though, right there, because that was one of the main juice boxes for me then. And you could smoke inside in New Hampshire at that time. So I'd be smoking ports, drinking Henny. And right at the bar was at the back of the dance floor. So you walk into this downstairs, you'd walk in. There'd be a stage on your left-hand side, surrounded by about 15 chairs, and then a bar on the back. And I think there were booths. Maybe there weren't any booths there, but there might have been booths on the right-hand side, like closed booths or where you could have private dances. I'm not sure. Don't remember that. Because the only thing we did was once or twice we sat at the dance floor or at the stripper spot, or we sat at the bar. I like the bar because, strippers come over and I ain't paying for no pussy, man. I ain't paid for pussy ever. Ever. And I'll take that. You could say that on my mama, on my grand, on my goddaughter, on me. On me. I would never pay for no coochie. For a dance, yeah. I mean, I throw a dollar bill at a broad any day. But I mean, she gotta be dark roast, but So I'd always sit there and then I'd have my stack of ones. I'd be like Pac out there, illegit, baby, illegit. That was my gimmick. I'd just be out there, illegit, right at the corner, just tossing these ones. Illegit, baby, illegit. And that'd be my night. I'd have fun. One time we walk in there, they had some, it was like one of those feature dancers, some old stripper, who got to been 40, 40, 45, 50, not like old porn star, comes in with a big fake white titties. Great body. I mean, still a great body. This girl comes in there. She got the champagne popping. She's got her baby wipes package. I never seen anything like this in my life. But I sat down. I sat down. Whipped cream she's got. She's going to everybody on this stage, around this dance floor, with her baby wipe and that whipped cream. And she's making guys eat her pussy with this fucking whipped cream. And I seen some nasty shit, but I ain't never seen 15 guys eat one girl's pussy and think a baby wipe was gonna fix that shit. They might like whipped cream, man. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of whippets. I like whipped cream that I can whip myself or a chef's whipping. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that kind of chef. She ain't whipping nothing. She just making some aerosol cans doing that shit for her. That shit was silly. Best thing ever though. That wasn't the end of the show. End of the show was she'd go around and put that bottle down in front of her, sit on the bottle, put that deep in her pussy, then give you a sip of it. Now, listen, man, I don't like whipped cream, but I love champagne. I love me some champagne. And champagne goes good with caviar, if you know what I'm saying. If you know what I mean. Nah, I mean, never got a baby wipe that night, but definitely got some nice Act mouthwash. Got to get rid of the 99%, get rid of bacteria. So this is episode 10, man. Thanks for listening. We'll pick up with story time next week because I'm not even doing big shows yet. So just imagine where we're gonna be able to go from this. I'm glad to get this off 50-minute episode. Only because of our new sponsorship, Gorilla's Garage, South Burlington, Vermont, Facebook.com, GORILLAZ Garage. Check them out. Auto, collision, and repair. They do motorcycle, they do anything. Anything that has a vroom vroom, talk to Gorilla's Garage. They'll get it done for you. You need a new paint job? You need a touch up? You need good people at a good price? Talk to Gorilla's Garage. Appreciate it. Episode number 10, episode number 11, lucky number 11, my basketball number, my favorite number, episode number 11 coming next week, right off of a house sitting gig. Should be interesting. I hope you all enjoy the rest of the week. Love yourselves, love others, learn, be silly, have fun, explore new things. And listen, at Reese45MC, Twitter, Instagram, Pro Momo Gaming, Twitch, YouTube. Share and like if you're down with the podcast. Share and like on all social media platforms. I appreciate it. Tag me in them all. And listen, man, we all gonna grow. We all gotta grow. Eventually, we're all gonna get old. Let's do this. Might as well evolve while we're doing it. I appreciate it. I hope you like story time. I am the Be Cool Podcast. I appreciate everybody for listening. Episode number 10 has been a blast. I'm going to finish this coffee. Fortnite 2 is going down. Peace and love. And remember, be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk.